helping raise funds, donating to the cause, man. There's a lot of lives, a lot of families right now have been torn apart up there with the floods that are going on. And by the way, it's families from all over the state. Hell, maybe even the bordering states, but all over the state. There are 700 to 800 kids in a camp, in different camps up in that area that were directly, you know, in the path of the floodwaters. And, you know, there's 70, I think it's up to damn near 70, you know, lives lost and 10 or 11, kids still missing from one of the camps, along with two of the adults from the camp.
They've been finding, you know, kids on trees and things like that.
So, yeah, man. And look, the efforts right now, we're talking about money's, you know, going into helping, but the individuals that are there that are helping, the people that are trained for these kind of water rescues, it's been going on for several days now, but I mean, though, you know, prayers up for them and their families as well. Keep them safe while they're out there doing, doing the most dangerous work we you know, anybody could do.
Yep. Yeah. So, good shout out to all of those guys and everybody who has made efforts in financially or any other way to try to help assist with what's going on. Coming up after us, as usual, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will be joined by a wide receiver for the Texans. Xavier Hutchinson will join the fellas. So stay tuned for that. Hear from Hutch. He makes the team?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I think he's on the fence. We'll see.
I think one that you got to watch for is Wayne.
Yeah, they like him. And he was getting a lot more run with the ones and twos than you would think for somebody who you don't have. We haven't seen play a lot or heard a lot from him. He played a little late in the season. Obviously, we know he played against the Chiefs. Tank Dell definitely knows he played against the Chiefs in the back of that end zone. But, yeah, that is a good one to watch. They'll talk to Xavier Hutchinson coming up a little bit behind us. Also, Area 45 is back in action, the best late-night talk show in all of Houston, coming up after the fellas get done with Texans All Access. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, they will be there and ready, locked and loaded. Hopefully a good post-game show as the Astros look to add to the 10-game losing streak that the Cleveland Guardians are on. Hopefully they'll get to 11, and they'll have that all for you coming up after Texans All Access. And stay tuned here in a few minutes. We will get you T-Mill's best bets coming up in just a bit. But as I said, are you confident? Are you 100% confident in your manager? Do you think he is the guy? See, my guy said Espada ought to be head and shoulders the unanimous manager of the year at this point. Yes, I believe in him. Someone said, let me guess, Clint. He needs more leadership from Joe Espada, our guy Gene had to say on the text line. I listen, as of now, man, it's hard to deny that this dude doesn't have the pulse of this locker room and that they don't absolutely follow him and go where he goes, right? There is belief there. He is handling everything that has been thrown his way. I know this year, I think you're losing Kyle Tucker last year. You're losing Verlander at times last year. I think he had some things thrown as a rookie manager. Now, am I going to sit here and lie to you and say, hey, man, if they face the Tigers, I think they've got the advantage on the bench with A.J. Hinch on the other side. I'm not going to lie to you and say that. But I do feel like he is shown to be at least a performance of one of, like, what he's dealt with this year, that at least is a performance of one of the best managers in all of baseball.
Yeah, look, Guy Gene, to answer your question, you're damn right, we need more leadership out of a second-year manager that's just hitting stride. Yes, Guy Gene, we do. I know you're being a smartass, but yes, we do, absolutely. But no, look, what Joe Espada's doing right now is what is exactly how you establish yourself as a long-term manager in Major League Baseball. You get your opportunity, no matter how that comes, no matter what that looks like, you get your opportunity. Dusty Baker leaves. You're the guy that knows the pulse of the clubhouse, the pulse of the team. You get the position, and a moment's going to come up. Last year was your first year. Were there some moments? Sure. I just don't seem to look at them as boy, these are major defining moments. I didn't see that last year. I look at it right now, and I think this is a major defining moment that we're in the middle of for the Astros, but definitely for Joe Espada as a long-term manager, as a manager that's trying to establish himself as one of the guys that has staying power. I think what we're watching, the job that Joe Espada's doing right now is I have arrived, I'm here to stay type of moment. Absolutely, I do. There's no question about it. Do we need to see? Yeah, we need to see this guy with this organization that seemingly, no matter who's on the diamond, plays at a championship level. Do we need to see him make big time key decisions in the playoffs with the whole season on the line? Yeah, right. Do we need to see what the lineup looks like and how he kind of fit? Because look, all these players are going to come back, and he's going to have too many bats. Right, and he's going to have to decide who plays where, who bats where, who's what. What? There's a lot of decisions that are going to be made. So there's still a lot on the line here. But there's no doubt about it, man. A+ manager of the year type of job thus far for Joe Espada this year. This is big time. Yes, absolutely.
Before we get to, because I see some other people, someone texting in, they're praying that he is the one. Before we get to Tyler's best bets that we'll get to quickly. One thing that you – is it leadership? One thing that you need to see more to get you closer to that belief?
Look, I think he's doing a hell of a job of managing the team right now. I think he's in the toughest times with all these injuries. I think he's doing a hell of a job in leaning into now we're looking at a two-year span here of him managing that chemistry that is elite and different than any other team in the league. There's – like I said, I think the only thing – that to me, that Joe Espada doesn't have on his resume that other big time long term managers success. Just play. Well, there's success or it's big. Yes, absolutely success. But like the gut decisions, the in the moment decisions, that with all the the season on the line. You know, that's really it. This is a defining season that is going to mean the world for Joe Espada. This is get you an extension type of stuff we're watching right now. No doubt about it.
Yeah, his one moment was 0-2 to the Tigers in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, getting you guys ready when it matters the most is in the playoffs is just as important as managing a bunch of young guys when you have injuries in the regular season. So, yeah, look, I love what the Astros are doing right now, and I love what Joe Espada is doing right now. I have no idea – giving credit where credit is due.
All right, let's
no make problem, a, not no idea.
Let's make a little cash here for the people. T-Mills, best bets, what you got today?
That's right. And as always, as we list these off and hear which ones Clint, Ron, love or hate, if you miss any, head to the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. I just posted it a minute ago. All five of these picks, and two of these five are Astros related. Who are your five best bets for Monday night? Around Major League Baseball. First, I'm on the Reds money line. That game's getting started in about 20 minutes. So if you want to get on it, get on it now. Reds money line at -130 as they host the Marlins. Next up, I got the Boston Red Sox -1.5 as they host the crappy ass Rockies
love
tonight.
Love it.
Love that you love it. Next, I got an under for you. Pirates at Royals. Under 9 tonight in that ball game for me.
Probably safe.
Love that you love that one, too. And then two Astros bets to finish off these Monday wagers. First, we hinted at it earlier. I am on heavy Astros. Oh, heavy. Team total over 3.5 runs. Book it. And then a player prop here, the Stro Goat. Jose Altuve coming off that red-hot series against the Dodgers. I got Altuve over 1.5 total bases tonight at +130. Those are your five best bets. I heard two that you love, Ron. Are there any others that you love or any you hate?
I think Altuve is starting to get hot. That one makes sense. If I were to go on any of these, with you, that one would be the one that I am most in the Rockies stink.
How much you want me to throw down, bro?
Oh, I'm good. But that would be where I would go the most. So I do like.
I'll take that Altuve.
Okay.
1.5. I'll take that.
Alrighty.
Bet you didn't know that Rick James signed with the New Orleans Pelicans today.
Man, who is that really?
Kevin Looney.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess they have their good couches.
He has his hair pulled up, huh?
Tyler, I just reposted this. Go look at this idiot, Kevin Looney. I don't know. It's the smile and everything.
Cocaine is a hell of a
Did he do it on purpose?
No, I don't think. I think that's the look he's going with right now. I think Dave Chappelle is like, damn, I could have done this better.
What the five fingers in the face?
Kevon Looney looks ridiculous. And they got the normal picture of him in the background where he really looks. And then it's just Rick James.
Is that him in the background?
Yeah, then it's Rick James in the back.
Rick James, bitch.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Texans all access.
That's not him.
That is coming up behind us. I am Ryan, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Start knocking on 50, hell, things can go sideways real quick.
Holy smokes!
All right, again, let's step you out of this. Let's make an attempt. Astros, they...
hope you're listening, babe. Try.
They're not only... They're not a,
try me if you want to.
Come on. Razor! Razor!
Omaha!
Please. Razor! Razor! Riverside!
Riverside! 390!
Is that my boy Ron?